This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. There can be no two opinions on the fact that Islam attaches great virtue, reward, merit and significance in entertaining guests. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dayfa." Whoever believes in Allah and the final day should honor his guest. Well, today I share with you in the light of Quran what a great host Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was. Jews 26, chapter 51, verse 24. Allah reminds us of the moment when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam received some guests at his door. Qalu salama, they entered the house by greeting Ibrahim alayhi salam. Qala salamun, he reciprocated their greetings. In his heart, he said, Qawmun munkarun, these are unknown people to me. Notwithstanding the fact that the guests and the visitors were unknown people, subhanallah, look at the hospitality of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Faragha ila ahli, he sneaked out to his family. Ibn Kathir says the word raga adopted in the Quran impresses upon us that it makes of a great host that he doesn't leave his guests unattended. If he needs to sneak out to prepare some food, then he does that very discreetly without leaving them unattended for an extended period. Number two, he offered the best of what he had. And these were guests unknown to him. Sometimes we will make a lavish spread for people we know and people who we don't know that show up at our door. We don't offer basic courtesy. What did he present? Bi'ijlin hanif, bi'ijlin sameen, a roasted calf. Number three, qarrabahu ilayhim. He presented the food to them. In other words, he did not subject them to come to the food, but rather he presented the food to them. And last but not least, he did not impose upon them to eat. He said to them, "Ala ta'akulun, please indulge, please eat." So don't impose on your guest. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was asked, "What is the secret that Allah has blessed you with his friendship?" And he said, "One of the reasons is, ma taghaddaytu wa la ta'ashaytu illa ma'a dhayf. I cannot recall eating a meal, but that I had a guest on my table."